Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It sounds like Todd's language right here.
And the eagle flies.
Is it eagle or eagles? I've seen a lot of them at the lake. A lot of eagles. Yeah, here we go.
Big old land with countless dreams. And happiness ain't out of reach.
Was Carson Wednesday where the Colts fly?
I don't know. I doubt it. America.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, America. I'm wearing my red.
The stars. I don't know. It's kind of an orange.
It's not orange.
It's orangish.
It's orange.
Red is all red.
It's orange.
It's not either. But the camera might make it look orange. I remember when I interviewed Donald Trump at the White House. When he was feeding the bison burgers. You remember that?
Yep.
And he came and got in position, and he, you know, does what every politician does, kind of straighten themselves a little bit. And then they turned the monitor around. He said, "Hey, turn that light off because I look orange." They're going to say I'm the orange man again. That's what he said. Off camera, Donald Trump said it. So I think that we have the same issue. This is red is all red. But you are right. It looks a little orange on TV. And if you're not watching this on TV, you're missing what soon will be Kevin Cramer for a two-hour infrastructure town hall. Kevin Flynn and Todd Mitchell in their chrome domes. And super producer Chris from the Hub.
Buzz.
Oh, yeah, little fuzz. Doesn't even look like you got much of a tan at the fair yesterday. I don't know what's going on.
Well, no, because the Canadian wildfires have blocked it. Crazy.
So it isn't like when there's a sun behind the cloud, you don't actually get the rays. I should be taking my vitamin D right now.
You should
be. Is that
right? You should be.
And I don't know if you've heard, but this is going to expand Saturday to a wider swath. Todd, if you go outside, like at the state fair, or in Bismarck today, is it like you're breathing the neighbor's bonfire?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like that in Bismarck, too.
Yeah.
It's really bad. In fact, Jay Thomas told me he was out smoking a red. I know he does that. He smokes those devil sticks. But anyway, and some people in the apartment building next door. I know.
Good luck with that.
Because everybody else has quit, and I've never touched one in my life. Anyway, the windows were open and an apartment complex next door, and the smoke alarms were going off.
Yeah.
Smoke alarms were going off. That's how bad this stuff is.
It was bad.
Yep. So just stay inside. Jimmy Fallon's calling me right now. What in the world?
Oh.
I do a radio show live from, 10 to noon your time, and you're calling. This is interesting. Yeah.
I didn't want to talk. I called for that exact reason. I thought I had a guaranteed voicemail.
Okay, well. we got you on
what
the air.
What are you doing? Pick it up.
Yeah. The great Jimmy Fallon. Ladies and gentlemen, and he's crushing it. We love him on Fox Nation. We love him on the Flag Radio Network, and you're Todd's favorite guest, just so you know, on the K-Fire Cafe. So
everybody, Fox News commentaries are fantastic.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, the commentaries, he loves those too. So on Fox News, you know, I had half a dozen texts yesterday say some version of this. Jimmy Fallon is killing it, crushing it. So whatever you did yesterday, rinse and repeat, buddy, okay?
You know, the only thing I didn't do yesterday was rinse. I had a long day. that's actually good advice. It's better advice than you realize.
Yeah. Funniest cab driver on radio ever, ladies and gentlemen, the great Jimmy Failla. So 2 to 5 on KTGO 1090, AM 1100, The Flag, and on KFIRE 550 with those great Fox News commentaries. I'm going to hang up. You call my voicemail back, and you can use the F-bomb then, okay?
It's coming, believe me. I heard your message. I'm kidding. Let's do it.
All right. The guy swears like a trucker. I swear he does, but let's see here. What do we got? We're trying to hook up Kevin Kramer right now. We may end up just having him on the phone. Kevin, if you get a call. Chris Larson is working with Kevin's team. He may have had to go vote, but our plan is to do this entire 2 hours on infrastructure, because that is the story of the week without question. And I want you to ask every question that you have on this after we hear from Senator Kramer about what is actually in it, okay? Because we do need to find out what's in it. Now, something I learned yesterday that I didn't say yesterday when I came on the air, and that was the following. Jimmy Field, you did call back, so he must have been not joking about the voicemail. We'll let Kevin edit that and play the voicemail later, too.
Thank you for that.
The big thing that is in the infrastructure bill that is the most important to people like Stratocorp, that is like a gravel and concrete mecca, right? Associated General Contractors, whose members build stuff, okay? Olaf Anderson Construction. A Gowan Construction, Fisher Industries, companies like that is, okay, it's great you put money in a pot to build stuff, but if it takes 6 years to build stuff, bridges crumble in that time.
Exactly.
And so let's get to it. And my understanding of what's in this bill that we didn't talk yesterday about was permitting reform. And I think that's the big thing that we need to talk about because, you know, as Michael Gowan told me last night, oh, you're kidding me. That's in this? You know, because he said he could name off the bridges by name, road, and intersection in Walls County that are, you know, 100 years old that need to be replaced. I got to check this fact, but I believe he told me there are more bridges in Walls County than anywhere in North Dakota. And what I don't know is if that's per capita or if that's actual bridges, but many of them are old. So that's the deal. Senator Kevin Kramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions, your comments, welcome. After we learn what's in this bill that he has been in the middle of crafting, and he joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well. Thank you. A little bit, you know, sleep deprived these days, but it's all for a noble cause, I guess.
Well, I saw you on half a dozen national television shows yesterday, so I know you didn't sleep, and I also heard you were with some young kids from North Dakota and all across the USA. So everybody wants a piece of you these days, right?
You know, that the young kids thing was a kind of a highlight for me. In fact, I have to so far put it up as one of my Senate highlights. You know, the voice state, which I was a part of back when I was a junior in high school 100 years ago, they elect four people to go to Boys Nation. And every year when during Boys Nation, there's like, you know, four boys staters from every state come together at Marymount University over in Arlington, Virginia, and then they usually do a Hill visit where they get to come and meet the members of Congress or their chiefs of staff or, you know, depending on the member. I always like to meet with them if I can. And this year, because of COVID, they wouldn't let them come to the Hill, which would seem odd to us because other people come to the Hill and, you know, the fencing's down and, you know, with appointments they get in, but they just wouldn't allow it. So actually, leave it to a North Dakotan. One of the gentlemen called me and said, you know, we'd like to come to the Hill and see the senator. And we said, no problem, we'll make it work, just come on. And, well, of course, the Boys Nation program wouldn't allow that. So we were going to Zoom. And much like we just had, you know, we had some technical difficulties. And I was on the camera. They couldn't connect on their end. And, you know, after 15 minutes, the time was sort of up. And they got on a phone and they said, you know, could we do this on phone? And I said, no, how far away are you? So I said, we're going to come to you. So made arrangements for me to drive over to Marymount University in Arlington, and I met not only with the four North Dakotans, but I had dinner with the four North Dakotans, a couple of South Dakotans, and then all of Boys Nation. We ended up doing a town hall for about an hour after dinner last night at Marymount University with Boys Nation, and it was really special. It was really neat, great experience for me to be able to do with all those young patriotic men from every state in the country.
I saw a young, he was a little bit shorter, African American boy giving you a monster hug. So I know that they, I know that they were thrilled. We have about a minute before the break. Can you start on just the permitting reform and infrastructure? We'll pick up the rest after the break.
So there are a number of them, but here's the main one, Scott, that I just really was insisted on, that is, you might recall that I think it was 2017 or 2018, somewhere, maybe even 19, but President Trump had put out a rule called the one federal agency rule. And what that was, remember he used to say it takes 10 years just to get the permit for building some highways, and he wanted to get that down to 2 years, so he came up with this rule, and they went through the rulemaking process. Well, on the first day in office, Joe Biden repealed that rule.
Of course he did.
So of course he did, right? Because he repealed all the good ideas. And so what we did, I'm the ranking member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee. We put that rule in the bill. We want to codify it in law for surface transportation, highways, bridges, anything that deals with highways and the surface transportation. And sure enough, we got it in the bill. Of course, we passed that out unanimously out of the committee. That became the basis of this bipartisan infrastructure package.
And what that means is money, rather than it being allocated, voted on, and sitting in a pot waiting for a permit, it actually will fix bridges in Walsh County, and Gowan Construction can say, hey, I can sleep better at night. I love it. All right, you tell us about the rest of what's in the bill, good, bad, and indifferent, when we come back. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speed with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Song, and I love it. Brought to you today by MyPillow. On What's On Your your mind, Mike Lindell is canceling his Fox News advertising. You guys hear this?
I did not.
And by the way, he isn't playing the I cancel you, you cancel me thing. He sent them an ad, which we'll play at some point. And it is an ad that simply says, you know, MyPillow has given me a platform to stand for election integrity, so we're having a symposium with experts August 10th, 11th, and 12th in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to bring in experts, and anybody with the proper credentials can come in. And Fox News said we won't run the ad. I mean, I'm telling you, but for Pete Hegseth and, you know, I guess Tucker Carlson some days and Fox and Friends, I don't watch it.
What are they afraid of?
Oh, my gosh. They're woke. They want to get invited to New York cocktail parties. So this is why we care about Mike Lindell. This is why we want to crush Jay Thomas like a bug over there at WDAY. His promo code is, what is it again? WDAY. He took over the whole radio station for his promo code, but you should spell WDAYSCOTT because you get $39.99 towels that were $109.95. We have a daughter going to college soon, and our daughter just moved to California. They graduated out east a while ago, and guess what? They all got sheets,
nice.
Towels, robes, sleepwear, and their mother, Maria, my lovely wife, bought them all of those things and said, well, what the heck? We want to support Mike. I don't care that he give them to you for free, Scott. Let's buy them.
Got to be loving
that. That's what you got to do. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. If you have a question for Senator Kevin Cramer on the infrastructure town hall today, here's what I would suggest. Call the Be the Buffalo hotline, and then you won't have to wait to get your question in because we're going to take some time to find out what's in it before we get to your calls. Fred and Wang is on. Ron and Mandan's on. If you want to hold right where you're on, you can. If anybody else wants to get in, just call the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. It'll walk you through how to leave a message for the show, and we'll get to those later in the show, but I first want to start with what's in it. So, Senator Cramer, I heard a lot of stuff last week. The last couple of days about what is in it from the perspective of the conservative media. It was you're laying on more federal debt. It was this is a bunch of crazy stuff that only Democrats want. Why in the world would we do it? Why isn't the wall? I want you, as someone that helped negotiate it, tell us what's in it.
Sure. So a couple of things. First of all, get back to my role in it. I wasn't one of the negotiators of the bipartisan deal, but what I was is I'm the ranking member of the subcommittee that did the baseline bill that we passed out of committee unanimously for the highway piece, roads, bridges, that what we always think of when we think of infrastructure. And the total at that time was $304 billion for highways. This added $110 billion, so it's about $415 billion just for highways and bridges. So highways and bridges have always been wildly popular. I mean, you might recall that President Trump, he came out of a meeting with Nancy Pelosi once where they negotiated or started to talk about $1.5 trillion infrastructure package. And then he said, let's make it $2 trillion, and they had no pay for it. One of the things that's really important, I think, to understand about this bill, and I'll go through as many of the details here as we have time for, but it is paid for. That was one of the things that I insisted on, is that the whole thing.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
So paid for means that there's identified dollars, not a tax increase, not borrowing, not adding to the debt.
So it's stuff that's already basically on the debt.
Well, it's not necessarily. It's actually revenue. Remembering the advantage that infrastructure has, and I think one of the reasons, Scott, that infrastructure is very popular, besides the fact that everybody rides on roads, drives on roads, and uses rail and ports and waterways and their internet, those things, but. It is because on the highway side, there's the highway trust fund. There's been a trust fund for decades that is funded by the gas tax largely and some other user fees. And we'll have time today to walk through some of the negotiation that eliminated some new sources of revenue or potential new sources of revenue that I still think we have to get back to. Like, for example, I don't think it's right that electric vehicles don't have to pay for highways. I just think that's fundamentally wrong. That the gas cars and automobiles and trucks and everything, that they pay into the trust fund with their gas tax, but an electric vehicle gets to ride it for free. And I just think we should fix that. But anyway, longer discussion. So you have two things happening here. You have roughly $500 billion in infrastructure that's more traditional, that's already largely passed, and then you have this $550 billion that's additional to that. And when I say roughly passed, it's passed in various forms. On the water side, it's actually become law. On the highway side, it's already passed.
Sorry to interrupt, but is it fair to say that's agreed on? Everybody agrees that's the kind of infrastructure that actually is infrastructure, roads, bridges, and you know that stuff.
Well, roads, bridges, transmission lines, pipelines, railroads, internet, waterways, ports, and things. And
bipartisan. The Republicans and Democrats agree on
commerce.
That was the lowest hanging fruit on infrastructure because everybody agreed on it.
That's right. Okay. That's exactly right. And that's, by the way, what they had to stick to. That was sort of the charge from members, particularly Republican members, is stick with hard infrastructure. No, what they're calling on the House side and on the Democratic side, a human infrastructure, which is cradle to grave. We'll take care of you. Don't worry about anything. We'll you know, tax rich people. And this has none of that. This is purely hard infrastructure. Now, that doesn't mean it's all hard infrastructure I love or that you love or that the viewers and listeners will all love. But let's walk through some of the top lines. And what I'm going to walk through first is the $550 billion, which is this bipartisan piece.
And I just want to, before you do that, I just want to finish on paid for. Is it fair to say that if you got no infrastructure deal done, that those dollars would have been, it isn't like they would be added to the general fund so you can buy down the debt. They'd be spent somewhere else.
Well, yes, good point, Scott. That's a good point, but not necessarily. Let me just give you the first example of the pay for. So the people know pay for is usually one of two things. It's either moving money, other money around from one priority to another priority, or it's a tax increase. Okay, or some sort of a fee increase. And the early pay fors that were being discussed when there was just a gang of 10, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats, you wouldn't have liked and I didn't like. There were some things that were okay, like they talked about you might have even heard me say it on this show, motor vehicle use tax or a miles tax. And some people took that to mean that in addition to your gas tax, the government would track your miles and charge you another so many cents per mile. And maybe some people thought that would be a great idea. That's a horrible idea. But I do think there should be a miles tax on vehicles that don't pay into the gas tax. In other words, again, back to the electric vehicles. But there was also talk about indexing the gas tax. I think indexing the fuel tax would have been a really good idea when they did this back in the 90s when they, you know, first raised the gas tax, and that's the last time. And
All that means is indexing is keep up with inflation, basically.
Keep up with inflation,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
And so but even that got taken off the table. And it's interesting, Scott, because it was the Biden administration that took all those taxes off the table. Now, when was the last time the Democrats said no to tax increases or even expanding taxes? So that got all that taken off of the table.
Hold that thought, and when we come back, we'll let you go line item through line item. I just want people to understand paid for, because it's just very different than the vast. But COVID wasn't paid for. COVID was $6 trillion. It's like we're going to add that to the debt. This is not that. More after this, and what's on your mind?
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Some 200 Afghan special visa holders and their families arrived in the U.S. Thursday.
Many Afghans who worked with U.S. forces haven't left, and there have been reprisal killings by the Taliban.
Absolutely, we need to get out of the country. They are looking after us.
Our future will be dark. They're going to cut our heads, too.
Some 35,000 vaccinated Americans are getting infected with COVID-19 every week. While the COVID-19 vaccines reduce the incidence of disease, hospitalization, and death, approximately 0.02% of Americans who are vaccinated against the COVID-19 have still been contracting it on a weekly basis, according to the estimate. The estimate was part of an internal CDC presentation obtained and published by the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Solid is Strata. They were founded in 1910 as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, and you'll find no greater patriot than Jim Bradshaw. The man is a patriot, a veteran, and one heck of a leader of a great company that is a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. And they've grown in services and size, but that has not changed their commitment to quality. That has remained solid. That's solid Strata. It really is. Quality performance, how does that start? Quality people. And they every day, it's about being safe, hazard-free work environment. Every one of their employees attends an annual safety course to remain compliant with all the MSHA and OSHA regulations. And they do location-based safety training. I mean, it's real. It is real.
My buddy John Sudell driving for Strata.
You can't miss those red and trucks with a little yellow under the door, and you're absolutely right.
Concrete on time.
Full-time, year-round team of certified technicians always working to ensure the vast fleet of equipment ready to meet the customer demands, because you never want to hear this when you're on a job. Our equipment broke down. So they have a state-of-the-art facility and scheduled maintenance, so they minimize downtime, guarantee their equipment just as dependable as their employees. Find out more at StrataCorporation.com. Great place for a career. StrataCorporation.com. Back with Kevin Kramer. Just one last thing on the pay for. A texter said, how is it already paid for? That's a misleading lie. It's borrowed money. It's debt. Again, this is a hard one to explain. And by the way, I think the Republican Party and the Republican Caucus and the NRSC needs to do a better job of explaining this stuff, because that's one of the reasons there's so much confusion on that. But is it ultimately debt, or is it, again, a repurposing either of the Highway Trust Fund?
Let's do this. Let's go through it, because I think it's an important point, Scott. And so, for example, of this $554 billion of new spending, remember, I already explained the Highway Trust Fund, right? So the Highway Trust Fund collects money every time you go to the fill your car with fuel. If you look on the on the pumps, it'll actually tell you exactly how much is going toward the Highway Trust Fund. It's in taxes. That's dedicated. It's not enough to pay for all the roads and bridges anymore, because
it's not indexed. It doesn't keep up with the...
It hasn't been indexed, yeah. Precisely. And with the efficiency vehicles. Okay. So here's on the new spending. The $205 billion is repurposed COVID relief money. In other words, it's already appropriated. And so technically, if you say that appropriated money, yes, it's borrowed. but it's also spent. It's also going to be spent, and most likely on something that's not nearly as advantageous to the economy of the country or to the good of the country as roads and bridges, because infrastructure is counter-inflationary, and we can go into that in a little bit. But it's a very major difference when you're investing on the supply side of the economy versus the demand side of the economy. Okay, so a person can take all of this and say, money's fungible. None of it's paid for. You taxed me to get it.
I'll give you an example. Charlie Kirk called this bill yesterday, and Charlie's a friend of mine and a wicked smart guy who knows the Constitution well enough to know when a president is a Democrat and Chuck Schumer's a Democrat and Nancy Pelosi has the gavel that you have limited options, but he's calling this generational theft that Republicans shouldn't have participated in because of the money spent here. Now, that's before we get into what you're going to do next. How are we spending the $550 billion that's added on to what we already all agree on? So what would you say to this idea that it's generational theft?
Well, that's true of the budget every year. If we do nothing this year, and which is there's a pretty good chance that could happen, and we come up on September 30th, and we're at the end of the fiscal year, what will happen is, somebody will bring to the floor what's called a continuing resolution. Continuing resolution is to continue spending at the exact same level with the exact same laws. Okay, so in other words, you can't do any policy changes or anything that like that. If we do that, we will likely have about a $3 trillion deficit. Most of it is on the mandatory spending side. Most of it's, frankly, Social Security and Medicare. And they have dedicated funds. They, too, have trust funds. It's just that their trust funds come up about 25% short of the demand for the services. So Charlie Kirk and everybody else that says it's generational theft is correct in that it is borrowed money. Remember last year, under the Trump administration, we spent $4 trillion in addition to the $3 trillion deficit of regular appropriations. So $7 trillion of debt last year on the pandemic. Because the conclusion was at that time that the crisis of the pandemic was such that we would do much more damage to the economy not stimulating it than if we did. Where things changed a little bit was once we were well into the recovery after the first of the year, we head into March and Democrats passed a $2 trillion stimulus package that basically paid a whole bunch of people to not work. And paid people just for being alive, for having children. Paid out some cash that wasn't necessary when there was already a lot of money out there. And that drove, put inflation really on a rocket ship in my mind. So drove up the cost of everything because, again, it invests heavily into the demand side of the economy with cash. And the Federal Reserve participated in that as well as the Democratic Congress and Joe Biden. Now we come to this opportunity to do an infrastructure package, which, Scott, a year and a half ago, I wanted the first stimulus or, CARES Act, if you will, to be an infrastructure package. Because I always thought if we're going to borrow money, I'd rather spend it on an asset. And that asset would exist for decades, and it has as its primary purpose the movement of our economy.
Of course. It's goods and services. It's jobs. It's jobs. It's careers.
It pays people to work.
It
pays people. And the asset itself. By the way, there was just a Price-Wharton study that this infrastructure package that we're moving forward on now, and nobody knows exactly how it's going to end up, of course, but Price-Wharton concluded that this asset would not only is it all paid for, which they concluded in their audit, but that it would also return more money than it costs over the course of time. And that's not hard to understand when you think about, what roads and bridges and waterways and ports and airports and railroads and the internet. I mean, you can't do a transaction without broadband anymore. So I want to get back to the papers, though, because I think it is important for people to understand on this $550 billion package. $205 billion of it is repurposing of unused COVID relief dollars. This next one is...
By the way, I want people to understand the profoundness of this. $205 billion out of $7 trillion that would be spent and wasted and thrown away. I think the only example of using COVID money to actually pay people and put things in, if it happened in North Dakota, with the abandoned well thing, right?
Great point, Scott. In fact, that's a really great example. Excellent example of the leadership in North Dakota taking even the CARES Act dollars and applying them not to stimulate the economy by giving people money that they could spend if they could go somewhere. Remember, because again, you stimulated people's checkbooks and they had much larger check balances, but they couldn't go out for dinner. You know, they couldn't go to a movie.
And restaurants go broke.
That's right. Yeah. And that's what stimulated this inflation. So now
$205 billion, so darn near half of the $550 is going to what?
It's paid for by repurposing.
I get that. So in other words, we're not going to waste it like they otherwise would do.
Right. It's going to go to roads and bridges and ports and waterways and airports.
Okay.
We'll walk through those things as well, line item by line item. But there's another $50 billion. And I want to back up. Here's how you do this. The Congressional Budget Office scores. That's Swamp for puts a price on it, right? So everything has to be scored by the Congressional Budget Office. And if they can't, some things aren't scored, so like actually repurposing dollars that have already been appropriated can't be scored, but it can be estimated. How much is it and what are you saving? Well, in this case, it's $205 billion scored and estimated. $50 billion from recouping, and Matt, now think of this, recouping fraudulently paid benefits from the Enhanced Federal Unemployment Insurance Program. I'm sure you've followed some of this news lately. They anticipate there are hundreds of billions of fraudulent unemployment insurance benefits have been fraudulently collected, not by individuals, but by crime organizations that created people that used databases and siphoned all this money. So they're going to use $50 billion of what they're recouping of these hundreds of billions from unemployment insurance benefits. $49 billion, let's go down here. Another $53 billion along the lines of unemployment insurance. $53 billion from states returning unused Enhanced Federal Unemployment, the supplement. So that's another $53 billion. We're already at, what, $308 billion, just in the first three I've talked about, is from unused unemployment insurance benefits. Thank you, Doug Burgum, and several other Republican governors who cut that program off early and saved a whole bunch of money. We also, by the way, are allowing states to use excess dollars for the match, and that's another, that's almost a program in and of itself, the formula, and we'll talk a little bit about that.
They don't get it unless they spend it.
Yeah, so the way the Highway Trust Fund works and the way the highway bill works, and I'm going to talk about formula later because that was a red line for me, that we maintain the formula that ensures that large states with small populations and lots of highways are still treated properly, and that 90% of all the grant dollars go to states, and then 10% is reserved for special projects that are competitive projects by the federal government, but 90% goes to states. And that's been the tradition for years. I insisted on that formula remaining in place. It is in our bill, and it is in this bill. And the reason that's so important, well, I think it's probably fairly obvious to people why it's important, but let me get back to the pay-fors, and we'll come back to the formulas. Okay, so $205 billion. Unused COVID, $50 billion from recouping fraudulent unemployment insurance, another $53 billion from unused unemployment insurance. So the other thing on the state side is, with regard to the formula usually requires the state and or the county to pay some portion. So if bill panels and North Dakota DOT is going to re-hard surface 10 miles of a highway, there's a cost sharing in that. And it's, I forget the exact formula, but it's a little bit for the state and a whole bunch for the federal government. we're allowing governors to use some of the unused COVID relief dollars on their side.
Oh, thank you. Rather than buying radio ads to tell me to mask up, I'd 10 times rather give up our radio dollars telling me something I can decide for myself and actually say, go build something, right? And by the way, Bill Panos is going to join us next hour, the director of the NDDOT, so we can kind of connect the dots on what's in this specifically for North Dakota. But we're going to let you rip through what's in this bill, because I think we've covered the pay-fors. I want to know what's in it.
One end,
good and bad, next.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee, so you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Morongo. Piper's Auctioneers hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. Featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at pipers.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, if you're considering a career in the construction industry, rewarding work in all areas of commercial construction with great pay, great benefits. And what you're doing is building a better North Dakota. Building, maintaining infrastructure. Man, what a lifestyle. What a sense of purpose every day. And these are the folks that take a shower after work. We love them. Of course, founded in 1951, the Association of General Contractors, North Dakota's largest commercial construction trade association, AGC. They have an education foundation annually awarding scholarships every year for future construction professionals and information. So think about that if you're still making the statement. You're still making the decision on college, and a couple of scholarship dollars would help. Check that out as well. AGC of North Dakota, unified voice of the construction industry, promoting quality, integrity, and commitment to completing projects safely and successfully. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. And if you have a question or comment, somebody asked for us to say the Be the Buffalo hotline one more time. 855-200-1776. That allows you to leave your question and not have to wait. And we're taking questions next hour in the infrastructure-related talk radio town hall. We'll probably at some point get to a question on the obvious disdain that the Biden administration has for our farmers and ranchers as well. I didn't use the words they used to use about Trump. He hates farmers! He hates farmers! Look what he did with that trade deal! He hates farmers! I think they just have disdain. They clearly don't care, and that's almost as bad. But we want to slip in something on that next hour as well. All right, he's had a sip of coffee. He's ready to rip through what is in this. Good, bad, and ugly, what's in this, Senator Cramer? Chris Larson, I cannot hear Senator Cramer, so let's go. Now I can, Ken, go ahead.
Okay, I bet you can. But anyway, there's one more paper I want to mention. There are a few other smaller ones, but there's the CBO, which is a very conservative, by the way, very conservative scorer, and they have frustrated Republicans for years with how tightly they score, but it's also helped keep us in check. They score $56 billion of new revenue as a result of the infrastructure itself. In other words, that with dynamic scoring, they anticipated $56 billion of new revenue that we wouldn't have without it. So those are the major pay fors. There's some others that are a little smaller. Here's what's in the bill and what it's paying for. And by the way, the pay fors add up to $679 billion for the $550 billion. So in other words, there's $129 billion more in pay in revenue than there is projects. So roads, you know, the traditional roads and bridges and the major projects is $110 billion of the $550 billion. It includes commerce and EPW pass, surface transportation bills, which I mentioned earlier. You know, there's separate bills, but this is just an add-on to them. But here's some specialties about it. There's a new dedicated grant program to replace and repair bridges. Bridges specifically, because Scott, we're hearing more and more stories, and we're seeing them pretty high profile stories in some cases, and in many cases, they're more localized stories of bridges that are just collapsing. Bridges that are 60, 70, 100 plus years old. And remember, some of these farm to market roads that have some of these 100 year old bridges, they used to take maybe a horse and wagon or maybe a small truck, grain truck. They're now taking semi trucks across some of this. So anyway, focus on repairing bridges and increases the funding for what's called the Major Project Competitive Grant Program. But at the same time, and this was a red line for me, as I said earlier, it preserves the 90-10 split in the formula. 90% of the formula dollars go to the states. They then distribute them in a competitive bidding process for their projects. They set the priorities. And the other 10% are for these special project grant programs. So here's one that'll create some consternation for some folks, passenger and freight rail. So $66 billion for passenger and freight rail. It provides funding for Amtrak. Now, Amtrak is one of those things that in North Dakota is sort of a mixed bag. You know, if you live in one of the cities that has an Amtrak station or that the Empire Builder goes through.
I love it, but I don't love how much of a federal dole they are. Yeah,
that's it. And of course, this is largely for the Northeasterners and the areas where they, you know, riding the Amtrak is a really, really, it's how they get to work.
How about the freight side, though? There's a ton of need there in North Dakota.
And what side? The great side. So, yes, and there's a ton of need there. So this is $66 billion for both of them. There's also been, like in a lot of areas, there's been a lot of damage to the freight all the rail, freight and passenger rail, with some of the larger storms in recent years and whatnot. So this gives a little bit more for that. There's $11 billion funding for a highway and pedestrian safety programs. Okay, $11 billion. It's a lot of money. One might wonder, how do you spend $11 billion on safety programs? But there's $11 billion in for that. Here's the one area this is the one that gets me the most, and this is an area that we had to fight really hard to reduce, is transit. So transit refers to, of course, largely public transit, subways, buses, you know, any type of system that's usually in large cities, not in small rural areas, and it's $39 billion for that. Interestingly, going into that last night where it looked like the whole thing was going to fall apart, it was at $49 billion, and God love her, Susan Collins just went toe-to-toe until midnight to bring that number down to $39 billion. And what's more important about that is that, actually, that wasn't, Susan was on the
hold that thought, if you would, Senator Kramer. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Plus, Bill Panos will join us to talk about what specifically North Dakota will win in this year. Questions welcome on the Be the Buffalo hotline today. What's on your mind? Don't go away. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.